The Living in Pursuit podcast presents Ignite Your Influence webinar. Learn how to ignite your influence God's way. This free webinar is for kingdom entertainers and entrepreneurs that want to become effective in their online ministries and learn how to properly equip the body of Christ with their God-given influence and gifting. This webinar will offer a prophetic word of activation. We will be taking a look at kingdom influencers listed in the Bible and learn from their blueprint, their experience, and their journey of influence. Ignite your voice, ignite your gifts, and ignite your influence with this free Ignite Your Influence webinar. You can go to www.igniteyourinfluence.live, not .com, .live, and sign up today. It will be on November 19th, 2021 at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't miss this open window. Don't miss the information that is about to be given to you. Do not miss this word of activation. God literally is doing something. He's speaking. He's allowing us to be equipped before the influence comes. He's allowing us to get prepared. And during this open window, we have to learn as much as we can so that we can ignite our influence God's way. So make sure you sign up today. Tell a friend, share this podcast episode, and go to igniteyourinfluence.live. Girl, look. Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal.
Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. But we're going after. The things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure. What is up, y'all? It is your girl, Drea K. And look, we're back. Yes, hello, it's me. Hello, I'm here again. I hope you all are doing well. This week is just, it has been so, just so special to me because God is literally revealing a lot. I had to pray for the speed. I had to literally allow God to catch me up to where he is because he's just been flowing so heavily and he's been speaking so much to the point where I'm like, God, I need some speed on me. So God is literally speaking. That's why we have so many episodes this week. That's why we're going to have so many episodes next week and possibly the weeks after that. Like I said, it's an open window. God needs to get some things done now. There's a sense of urgency that we have to have. So I'm just honored to be used in such a way for such a time as this. God is literally just putting so much oil on me. Like, these words are slippery. Like, these episodes are slippery. Like, ooh, I don't think any other season can compare to this right here. But God is definitely doing something. So we have to catch up. We have to pray and ask God for the speed and the urgency to keep up to what he's doing right now in this open window. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and get into the good news section of the podcast. And then we're going to go ahead and get into the episode. We are talking about influence today. We are going deep into influence today. So let's go ahead and get into the good news. Maryland high school teacher Keisha Thrope wins $1 million Global Teacher Prize. A Maryland high school English teacher who has worked to open up college education for her students has won the $1 million Global Teacher Prize, the Varkey Foundation announced Wednesday. Keisha Thrope, who teaches at International High School at Langley Park in Prince George, Prince George's County, I'm sorry, was selected from more than 8,000 nominations and applications from 121 countries around the world, the foundation said. Thrope said she was grateful to the foundation for putting teachers in the spotlight and telling their stories. She quotes, "Education is a human right, and all children should be entitled to have access to it," Thrope said during a ceremony streamed online. "So this recognition is not just about me, but about all the dreamers who work so hard and dare to dream of ending generational poverty. This is to encourage every little black boy and girl that looks like me and every child in the world that feels marginalized and has a story like mine and felt they never mattered," she added. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan awarded Thrope the Medal of Excellence for her work in influencing equitable policies in education. She was also named National Life Changer of the Year for 2018 and 2019. Okay, all right. Okay, so we talking about influence today? Like, come on. That's influencing a generation. And not only is she influencing the students, but she's also just taking this money and really using it for philanthropy. She's literally building it for generational poverty, to break generational poverty. Like, that sounds like kingdom. That sounds like kingdom entrepreneurship to me. God, give me the resources. God, just give me the funding so that I can carry out the mission that you called me to. Man, shout out to Keisha Thrope. That was amazing. So let's continue to pray for our ministries, our kingdom leaders, our kingdom entrepreneurs, teachers, everybody that is in the kingdom of God, just looking to do some change, be some change makers, be the first in your family to do great things. So that was our good news section on the Living in Pursuit podcast. Y'all, look, let's go ahead and get into the episode. So this week, we've been talking a lot about the process of transformation, the process of God bringing us from brokenness to wholeness, from understanding that God had a time ordained for every one of us, his chosen ones, to endure a process of transformation. This process of transformation is not only needed for right now in this moment in time, but it's needed for our future. It's needed for our kingdom endeavors. Whatever God has placed on the inside of you, this process of transformation is indeed necessary. It was necessary. And a lot of us are coming into a season of completion. So the process of transformation is definitely needed. We talked a little about the dangers of being revealed too soon and why God has had us in a place of obscurity. But today, we are talking about influence. You are about to have influence. If y'all haven't caught up with the messages and the episodes from this week, please pray. Please pray that God gives you the speed to catch up. There is an open window for this word. And not only is it coming from my mouth, but it's coming from other kingdom influencers as well. I literally just watched a sermon last night from Stephanie Ike, and my God, Jesus, that woman set me on fire. I was sitting up here like, "Ooh, this word got so many oil on it. I need a towel. It's slippery up in here." But I absolutely love the way that God speaks through his people and gives us all this message of influence that needs to go forth, and this message of transformation. And it's just, look, God doing something. He's about to release so many blessings and so many things that we've been praying for. We are about to walk straight into it, straight like that. So let's go ahead and get into the episode. So you're about to have influence. You are about to be a part of a revival. There's a reason why Jesus is celebrated for being our Savior and our Lord. He went through the process of transformation, to bring hope and life to God's people. Like, that's real influence, right? I want to know, what is your reason? What is your logic? What is the reason behind what God is doing in your life? To be transformed, right? to show people that they can be transformed too. How can you help other people get to the place that you're currently at or the place where you're going? How are you positioning yourself to bring the proper people along the journey with you? How are you influencing people to change? How are you being the influencer in your family? How are you operating in your gifts? How are you allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you to speak to different people along this journey? How are you utilizing your gifts? How are you being a kingdom influencer? Maybe you're on social media. Maybe you have a podcast or want to start a podcast. Maybe you're comfortable with, you know, just sitting at the Bible study and putting your 2 cents in. God is saying, I need more from you, because he's given us a responsibility. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says, "For we are his workmanship, his own masterwork, a work of art, created in Christ Jesus, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, ready to be used for good works, which God prepared for us beforehand, taking paths which he set, so that we would walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us." Have we not been talking about that? Has that not been the word for this week? Is that not the scripture to stand on this whole week? The process of transformation? That is the reason why. And so we have this responsibility to carry out what God is calling us to do. There's no more time to be timid. There's no more time to be scared. There's no more time to be hidden in the back. God has hidden you for a season for you to come forth and be revealed. You can't hide anymore. Elijah, come on up out of that cave. It's time to proclaim the word of the Lord. Ephesians 4 and 11, and I'm reading both of these scriptures from the Amplified version. Verse 11 says, "And his gifts to the church were varied, and he himself appointed such apostles, special messengers, representatives, some as prophets who speak a new message from God to the people." That would be me. "Some as evangelists who spread the good news of salvation, and some as pastors and teachers to shepherd and guide and instruct. And he did this to fully equip and perfect the saints, God's people, for works of service to build up the body of Christ, until we all reach oneness in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, growing spiritually to become a mature believer, reaching to the measure of the fullness of Christ, manifesting his spiritual completeness." Hello, didn't we just say completeness? "And exercising our spiritual gifts in unity." So we understand that your influence is ordained. God knew to use you to attract whoever, whenever, and however. He crafted your whole being so that you could properly influence others to come into their own as well. You're coming into completion. We need to stay grounded and focused, disciplined enough to not give in to temptation or greed. Because as we look at the world, we can see what influence can do to somebody. We can see how when God blesses people with influence, they either take it and run with it themselves, or they continue to do the things of God. They don't allow the likes. They don't allow the affirmations. They don't allow all of the affirmations that they've never gotten before overtake them. And some of us, we have searched our whole lives for affirmation, for someone to just tell us you did a good job, for someone to just say, "Oh, I like what you're doing," or "I'm proud of you." We've all searched for these affirmations in our lives, and we've never gotten them either from the people that we loved or just from people in general. And God wants to use this process of transformation to make sure that we are being affirmed by him, not by everybody else. You see where that transformation comes from wanting affirmation from people to going through this process of transformation and now wanting affirmation from God. we just want a well done. Don't you just want a well done from our creator, from God, from the all-knowing? Don't you want to know what he thinks about you? Isn't that the only thing that matters? So God has already pre-approved us to do this and to carry out this mission. So it's our job to properly manage our influence, which is why the webinar is so important. If you haven't signed up, like, look, you need to sign up, because God gave me a prophetic word last night. Lord, I was on fire. Ooh, it was so much oil in that car. I'm sitting up here on TikTok trying to articulate the fire that God was giving to me, or the word that he was giving to me in that moment. And I just, man, it just flowed. Okay, so the oil is flowing. God's word is flowing, y'all. So y'all need to sign up for this webinar. It's going to be November 19th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it's free. So y'all just go to igniteyourinfluence.live so that you can sign up, and we are going to activate. We're going to ignite our influence, okay? Period. What God is doing right now is he's trying to make sure that we stay humble until the big reveal. Like, I had to go through a season of humbling. And when I tell y'all, I did not like that. I was like, why are you humbling me so much? I get it. And now that I've come to this understanding of why he had to humble me, I can literally sit and wait patiently. Okay, God, I know that you're giving me this influence. I know that you are about to stretch my capacity. I know that you are about to lead me and guide me to new places and new spaces of influence. So let me just rest right here. Let me rest in your word. Let me rest in that knowledge and in that understanding. Let me rest in the fact that this thing is going to happen. So let me just be humble and stay humble. Let me just get in a place of solitude right now. Let me turn off the noise. Let me properly hear you. Let me accurately hear what you're speaking. Let me sit with expectancy. Let me have this sense of expectation to please you and to do the things that you want me to do and are getting ready to allow me to do. Like we talked about, I think the previous episode or the prophetic word that I gave last night, God is literally about to propel us. Like it's about to be like a shooting star. Like it's going to happen so fast, you're going to need to catch up. So in this time, let me just sit patiently. Let me just wait. Let me just gather myself. Let me just enjoy being regular. Let me enjoy this time with my son. Let me enjoy this time with my family, because when God literally calls you to move, when he instructs you to do something, when it's time, it's time. You're not going to have as much time to, you know, sit around and reflect and spend time with your kids and your family and your spouse or whatever. Like it's going to happen so fast. Like the trajectory of your influence and your career is just going to skyrocket, and we have to be prepared for that. So take your time. Like, this is the time to just get in your word and just sit still and know that it's going to happen. So God assessed and analyzed your life and your story and what you would go through so intently that he strategically came up with a plan to use you for his glory. So you can show others who are hurting and who are going through the same thing as you that there is a God. And there is an opportunity for redemption. It's to show people how to get through the grief, to get through the heartbreak, to get through the loss, to get through the pain. That's a real influencer. That's why I'm just so bothered by the fact that people out here calling themselves influencers and not properly influencing you to change or help you upgrade your life. A lot of people are out here calling themselves influencers just so they can get the benefits of being an influencer, the worldly benefits of being an influencer. But for me personally, I want kingdom benefits. Okay, I want And look, I want the kingdom benefits. I don't even want what this world has to offer. Yes, of course, God, give me the Bentley or give me the nice car. Give me the nice house. I would do your will in a $1 million house, Lord God. Amen. Amen. But I want to be able to help transform the lives of others. I really want to set the captives free. I want to be able to be the voice for that woman who's still stuck in her toxic relationship. I want to be the voice of a creator, of an entrepreneur who is confused by all of their gifts and their ideas, who doesn't know how to execute, who doesn't know how to put a plan in place to execute an idea. I want to be that person's voice. I want to help them execute a plan, execute a strategy. It's not a coincidence that God has me in digital marketing. It's not a coincidence. Marketing is all about strategy. It's all about strategy. So the fact that we can use marketing principles and methods to strategize a different life, a better life for ourselves. Oh, I'm going to teach it. Whoever, whenever, it is what it is. Like, God, give me the wisdom. And then let's strategize how we can operate in our gifts. Let's strategize how we can be better influencers. Let's strategize how we can be whole, how we can get to a place of wholeness, how we can forgive somebody. God, give me the strategy. Give me the desire. So I'm excited about that as well. So like I was saying, I'm just bothered by people that only want the benefits of being an influencer, whether it's the followers, whether it's the number of followers, whether it's the free promotional products or the shout outs or the big collaborations with all of these other influencers. Like, who cares about that? That does not last. That is not going to be counted in heaven. God is not going to meet you at the pearly white gates and say, good job, my faithful servant. You've reached 3 million followers. Good job. Like, what? How many of those 3 million followers or subscribers were transformed by your testimony, by your story, by what God has done in your life? How many people have you brought to Christ? How many souls have you won for the kingdom? That's what he's going to ask us. He's not going to ask us about our followers. And he's not going to ask us, did we enjoy the mansion? Did we enjoy the cars? Did we enjoy the money? Did we enjoy these fancy things? He's not going to ask us that. He's going to ask us, what did we do with the gifts that he's placed on the inside of us? What fruit did we produce? Who did we bring closer to God? Who did we ignite? Whose influence did we help ignite? If I'm influencing you, if I'm calling myself an influencer, shouldn't you be getting some type of results? That's why I don't understand why everybody wants to call themselves an influencer. What results are we giving people? How are we maintaining our influence? How are we sustaining our influence? What is the blueprint that we are setting for the people that are under our leadership or under our ministries? How are we helping them? Let's talk a little bit about the upside of influence. You're going to get praise. Like we were talking about earlier about affirmation. You're going to get praise. Like, people are going to, and I'm even experiencing myself, even with the episode yesterday when I played y'all that voice memo from one of my supporters. Even I'm learning that as I'm producing more and more content, more godly content, more prophetic content, whatever God speaks to me and I put it out there, I'm realizing that the people in the comments are hurting. These people are looking for a word from God. These people are looking for true prophetic voices. These people are looking for transformation. They just don't know how. They don't know where to start. I get so many comments, even the three videos that went viral on my TikTok. I get comments talking about, oh man, you just don't know how much this message just helped me today. You don't know how much I needed this message. Thank you for being obedient. Thank you for posting this message. It was a lot of people that on one of my videos, it was a lot of people that said that they initially scrolled past part one of the two videos that I posted. They initially scrolled past it, but when they got off TikTok and got back on TikTok, the second part was right there in the middle of their faces. It was the first video that they saw when they opened back up the app. Like, you cannot deny God's power. You cannot deny the fact that when God sends out a word, it's going to get to the ears of the people that need it. It's going to promote change. It's going to promote transformation in people. Like, so you're going to get this praise. You're going to get people saying or people trying to look at you as the person that gave the word instead of God. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are going to start looking to you as the person of influence. And every time I get a sweet comment, I just point them back to the direction of God, or I give them a scripture if I remember it. Or, you know, I just, you know, just point them and direct them back to God and say, you know, to God be the glory. Like, this is his platform. These are his words. You know what I'm saying? I'll insert some articulation into my messages, but the richness, the substance of the message, it comes from God. And so you're going to get some praise. You are going to also have some purpose fulfillment. You are going to feel as though, like, when you see these comments and when you see these affirmations and you see this transformation that is ignited in people, you're going to have your purpose fulfilled and confirmed. It's going to be like, dang, had I not been obedient to God's word, that person wouldn't have heard this, or that person wouldn't have heard it in that time, in that moment. We don't know what people are dealing with. We don't know what they're going through. We don't know if they have, you know, suicidal thoughts, or, you know, just however they are operating in their pain. We have to be the ones to be obedient to God's word, because it's always somebody that is a day away, a hour away from taking their own lives. And if we're not obedient to what God is telling us to do, we're going to have some explaining to do. Like, we're going to have to come to God with that. There's going to be some consequences. That's why it's important to learn about your influence and learn about these things and learn when the timing of God to put out these messages. Like, we have to learn about those types of things. So, yeah, your purpose is going to be fulfilled. You're going to be like, wow, God, this is what I'm meant to do. This is the audience that I'm meant to touch. This is the word. This is the content that I'm meant to put out. This is my purpose. Another thing, another upside of influence is change. Things are just going to change. You're going to get closer and closer and closer to your influence and to where God is leading you. It's also going to just change the lives of others. Like, you're going to start seeing the testimonies and be like, man, this is crazy. Like, you would have never guessed, you would have never known how God wants to use you or how God is using you. So it's going to promote change within the people that the word touches, and it's going to promote some change within you. That's going to make you want to get more in your word. That's going to make you want God to speak to you more and more. Like, your intentions and your motives are going to change when it comes to this whole influence, and when it comes to social media and just having a presence on social media. But let's talk a little about the ugly side of influence. And even I myself, I'm experiencing some of these things as well. Because when you're doing God's work, everybody not going to accept the word that you're putting out there. People are going to want to call you a false prophet. There are going to be people, atheists, that are literally under your comments trying to debate with you about God's word. And it's just going to be so much like backlash and, you know, the potential of a lot of backlash. So let's talk a little bit about the ugly side. Persecution, pride, and judgment. So Jesus was not accepted everywhere he went. And if you want a little bit more context, you can go to John chapter 4, verse 43 and 44. Even the disciples endured persecution. All of them disciples died, all of them, each and every one of them died. And of course, not saying that we gonna die, like, you know, because God got us covered or whatever like that, you know what I'm saying? But they literally died for a cause. And back in those days, like, they were the blueprint. They were like the first to do it. So there were a lot of people that were against them. There were a lot of people that wanted to shut them up. And in today's day, people aren't necessarily in the United States, people aren't necessarily killing, like outwardly killing Christians, but they're trying to utilize and use social media to kill your character. If they can't get to you, being a digital media influencer, putting out the word of God on social media, if they can't get to you in person to do whatever they want to do, they're going to try to assassinate your character. So, like I said, they're going to try to just, you know, call you a false prophet, or just because they don't believe in what you're talking about, or that they don't believe in God, they want other people to believe what they believe. So you have to be aware of that. So you're going to experience persecution, but also doubt from others. If you're not rooted in God and in your identity, a lot of the things that people, a lot of the negative things that people are going to say may produce some type of doubt in you. It's going to question, well, did I hear God correctly? Or was this something that God wanted me to put out? Like, it's going to be a time where you're going to kind of deal with self-doubt, but that's why we have to continue to be at God's feet. And we have to literally come to this understanding that it's not about us. Like, whatever the word that God gives to you to put out, whatever the message is, it's to edify you as well. It's a word for you. It's not just a word for the people, but it's a word to edify you. So God's word is encouraging. Sometimes, you know, it's a little discipline. You know, sometimes God gotta get some rebuke out there as well. But ultimately, you might experience some doubt, and that's common. If you're not rooted in your identity, like if you're not completely confident in who God has called you to be, it took me a while to actually consider the thought of me being a prophet. Like, what? I grew a Baptist. I don't even know about prophets and apostles and evangelists. Like, what? But it took me a while to fully come into the understanding of my identity. So once I was able to come into that understanding, I was able to walk boldly. Like, I don't care what y'all say. I be under them people that be reading tarot card readings, and the people that be using them little devices that be moving and this and this and that. And like, I be under their comments talking about some Jesus is real. Repent. Turn from your evil and wicked ways. I'm not scared no more. Like, I'm coming under y'all comments like y'all coming under mine. Like, you know, repent. Turn from your evil ways. Another thing that I'm noticing is, or that I'm learning in this season of influence, and it's just the beginning stages, right? But God has given me a glimpse of what it's going to be like. So another thing that I'm learning is the suffering part, like the burden and the weight of people and what they're going through. I can literally feel the weight that they carry, and that's a part of the suffering. Like, when God uses you, he will use you how he wants to. We can't continue to pray and ask God to use us and not think that it's not gonna hurt. Like, we can't be naive to the fact that when God used Jesus, He endured the same thing. He endured suffering. Suffering that we aren't going to be able to go through. Suffering that he died for us not to have to go through that. But there's going to be a level, some level of suffering that you're going to have to endure in order to be used by God, in order to be a kingdom influencer, in order to promote and help other people pursue a life of transformation. The last point that I have is pride. This is another ugly side of influence, the pride. Your influence will either cause you to get closer to God or stray away from him. Like, let's just be honest. The choice is yours, however. Are you going to give your influence to God and stay at his feet with instructions? Or are you going to get the influence and the independence and forget all about God? One thing about influence is that it gives you a sense of independence. It's like you know your assignment. It's like you understand the assignment so much that now you're tempted to just take your gift and do whatever you want to do with it. And it can allow you to feel as though, oh, I know how to do this already, so let me not involve God. Let me not, you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like that free will comes into place as well. So that's another downside of God can establish us so much that he brings the influence and all of what comes with that, whether it's the finances or the recognition or the the affirmations and things like that. People just knowing who you are, people knowing your name. There's benefits that come with people just knowing who you are. You can get so many things just by being who you are. And that can make you forget or make you lose yourself. It can allow you to lose yourself and lose yourself in the moment, lose yourself completely, and just start doing things in your own strength. But when God was giving me this section of this message of process of transformation, he says, but stay the course. Be ye steadfast. Continue to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Know that all your help comes from the Lord. Just know that when people put their mouth on you, they will be dealt with accordingly. Do not be afraid. God is with you. And where he gonna go? Like, where is God gonna go? He was with you in obscurity before you even knew who you were. He was with you in the wilderness, and he's gonna be with you in your time of influence. Like, where he gonna go? He can't go nowhere. He been at the same address since the beginning of time. Where he gonna move to? Where God going? He ain't going nowhere. But God will literally protect you from your enemies. Like, he would cause people to lose everything they have just because they put their mouth on one of his chosen ones. So this whole thing of being afraid and timid is like, God already got our back. Like, we don't even have to worry about the naysayers and the negativity. Like, when you're flowing in your anointing, like, that's like, God got you covered. You're already covered. The Bible says, touch not my anointing, do my prophets no harm. Like, why would he put that in the Bible if he wasn't gonna have our back? Right. So even if people are putting their name on you, I'm telling y'all this from experience, like just me being a preacher's kid. Look, it's so heavy in the church, man. Look, them people put their mouth on my daddy. Them people put their mouth on my mama. Dealt with accordingly. You hear me? So it's real. It's real. Like, you have nothing to worry about. You have nothing to be afraid of. It's literally God guiding you. He ain't going nowhere. Where he gonna go? So I've even said this before. I forgot where I said it. Probably was on a podcast. I don't know. But every time God got ready to elevate somebody or transition them into a position of power, he always told them to be courageous and to don't be afraid, and that he would be with them. He said it to Moses. He said it to Joshua. He said it to basically every one of his prophets, every one of his disciples, everyone that transitioned into a position of power. So he's telling you the same thing. Be courageous and do not be afraid, because I am with you. Period. So I'm excited, y'all. Like, I keep saying that. I'm really excited. Like, what? I'm excited for what God is doing. I'm excited for this webinar. November 19th. Y'all make sure y'all sign up. Go to igniteyourinfluence.live so that we can just learn more. Like, the word God gave me. Look, I'm just going to keep saying it. Look. Stop playing. But make sure y'all share this episode. I hope that you are just being blessed by all of these episodes, by all of these messages. Like, I'm really finding my purpose fulfillment. Like, I'm really enjoying this right now. I'm enjoying being used by God. I'm all in at this point. I'm just all in. At first, I used to be timid. At first, I used to be like, God, are you sure you want to use me? Because I'm kind of, you know, rough around the edges. Are you sure? So that's what we're doing today. So we're getting up early in the morning and we're going to get on Instagram and talk about your word and the Bible and stuff. Okay. I guess that's what we're doing. So, I love you all. Make sure you share this podcast episode. Share the previous ones. Make sure you leave a review. Comment under one of the YouTube videos. Check out the YouTube videos that have other prophetic messages on there that I have not posted on this platform. My YouTube channel is Drea KTV. And I love y'all. Make sure you sign up for the webinar. I will talk to you all in my next episode. Bye.